Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Man, they cannot find this guy up in Rhode Island.
Okay. How many times can you say stocky? Let's just call it what it is.
He's overweight.
He's chubs. He has got, and Sam said this yesterday, we're just being honest because we are looking for a horrible, vile human being. Sam's like, unless he's pregnant, they need to just say he is portly, pudgy. I saw man boobs. I'm sorry to use that word, but I can see that. And I said to Sam, is it possible he's wearing a vest under that? And Sam said, no, vests don't protrude only in the stomach region.
Yes, it would go all the way up the chest. He's got a beer gut.
Yeah.
He's a chunky boy.
How is it
in the most surveilled? It down.
How is it? No. In the most surveilled country ever, he is walking down that street, ring doorbell, ring doorbell, ring doorbell, church, business, and we still don't know who this is.
Because he was very concealed. He was wearing
hat a mask.
And a mask.
And how many times can we zoom in on the same footage grainy. Before we give up on the fact that you're not going to be able to identify the guy based on that piece of footage? ESPN, CNN was like, we've got new high-res zoomed. It was the same Ring doorbell video.
I went over to my TV today and I thought, oh God, they've got new video.
New doesn't necessarily mean good.
If you were not listening to the show earlier today, Nick Reiner has been charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder, with the district attorney saying, because of the special circumstances rule with multiple victims in this awful case, he theoretically could be eligible for the death penalty, which is on moratorium in California right now. But it does rise to the level that could be a charge.
But the DA also said when asked that he would take into consideration what the family wants him to do.
If I was a member of that family.
In that regard.
Bye.
You really think it would be that easy?
Yes, I do. I think he destroyed his mom and dad's life.
Well, he took his mom and dad's
prior
life.
To yeah. this week.
Fair.
It, you know, you've read that his sister was distraught constantly, not about the state he was in, but what it was doing to mom and dad. Mm. Rob Reiner was 78 years old. Mm-hmm. Do you know how sick and tired they would have to be of dealing with that? And then it is looking like he came in at 3 a.m. while they slept.
And slaughtered them. Allegedly.
And I had asked on this show, I think today and yesterday, what happens with that inheritance? There's 4 children. This is a massive estate. Do they all still get a quarter of that so that his defense would be paid for from the estate of the 2 people he murdered?
I think the estate would probably be on the hook for his initial defense, but once he's convicted, and presumably he will be, then that money stops.
We have an answer. And I hate to be morbid, but I was like, oh my gosh, I texted Sam and Scott this morning. And I go, this is a disastrous morbid thought, but like, he's not going to inherit a quarter, is he? Right? We have an answer. Will Rob Reiner's son Nick see his inheritance following arrest for murder? I'm not the only one thinking about this. Rob Reiner's son Nick was likely set to inherit millions from his famous father. But legal experts explain he will not see a dime following his arrest for murder.
His arrest?
Yep. Huh. Former federal prosecutor and president of West Coast Trial Lawyers Nima Ramini said that under something called the Slayer Rule, it's what it is, a child who kills their parents cannot inherit from their estate. That means they cannot, under a will, trust, life insurance, or as any other kind of beneficiary, they will not be able to take from it. The law presumes the killer predeceased their parents. A murder conviction in criminal court is enough to trigger the rule. However, you don't need a conviction. A probate judge could also apply it. And she says, I'm not involved in this case, but of all the cases where this would be invoked, she is guessing this is one of them.
I'm surprised by that, actually. I'm not coming to his defense at all. I think he's probably guilty of sin, but I'm surprised that he wouldn't be able to use some of the money in his defense, because theoretically, despite the mountain of evidence they have against him, you are presumed innocent until found guilty, right?
It would be unconscionable if you profited. I mean, that's what this would be. He would be profiting off of the murders, and then that money is going to defend the very vile action that you allegedly took to.
Well, you know it as well as I do, Dana. We've been around the block a time or two. This isn't going to trial. There's no chance.
Oh man, I don't know, Scott.
The mountain of evidence against him,
yeah,
is so much. The blood at the hotel, the blood on him,
the fight the night before that witnessed right. by what 100 people or more.
My guess is Rob Reiner's home has cameras all over it. They would see him coming in the home at 3 o'clock in the morning or whatever it was. Now, my guess would be that there aren't cameras in the bedroom where they were presumably sleeping, but the mountain of evidence against him, all you have to do is tell the family, we're going to dangle the death penalty in front of your brother.
Yep.
Okay? We're going to dangle the death penalty if you agree, and we're going to get him to plead guilty to first-degree murder, life in prison, no parole.
What was the term you used out in the newsroom, Sam, about, if he does an insanity defense, was it something drug-fueled psychosis? Is that what you said?
That would be what it is, yeah. I mean, he would argue that he had zero control whatsoever of his actions. And I, repeating myself from a previous hour, I would be willing to bet zero recollection of his actions.
Why is it that I bristle at someone saying, well, this is mental health? I think drug addiction
is mental health.
A drug addiction can be wrapped up in mental health. But to me, when you say insanity defense, Scott, it is, I'm hearing voices. I don't understand what happened. I thought this person was trying to kill me. That to me is insanity defense. You making the choice to go on a 3-day bender and you hate your dad.
So you take enough of these high-powered drugs, you literally will develop drug-induced schizophrenia. The idea that he was hearing voices is not far-fetched.
But do you understand where I, separate those? I feel like there's schizophrenia where I could legitimately say, okay, this person is sick and needs mental health help, did not have any knowledge of what they're doing. When it's drug-induced, I bristle at that.
But why is he doing – and I'm not defending Nick
I know
Reiner.
You're not.
Why is he in the throes of addiction? What is he running from?
People are addicted to all kinds of substances, and they don't explode into the rage that, I mean, this is going, can you imagine the crime scene photos here? This is rage killing.
Oh, sure.
Rage killing.
I'm sure it was.
At its core, addiction is a mental health issue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That is the foundation of addiction.
I just don't like it as an excuse. That's the word I'm looking for.
Well,
I don't
I
like it as a legal excuse.
But I think you would be, it would be very hard to find a judge who is going to sign off on the possibility of an insanity defense based on illegal drug use. Okay.
How many people are high and shoot a cop and they go, well, he was high? No one goes, well, that's a mental health case.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
But if you can get a high dollar enough lawyer, they're going to argue that.
Oh, and he has.
That's what I mean.
If you guys missed it, he has Harvey Weinstein's lawyer.
I apologize, officer. I did not mean to shoot you. I was in marijuana-induced psychosis.
Yeah,
defended
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey. That's right.
Karen Reed.
Karen Reed.
Correctly, I would argue.
Now, we have to keep in mind, though, that we are now pushing 48 hours since his arrest. And he is still so out of it that he has not been medically cleared to appear for an arraignment.
He has been charged. They did charge him earlier today.
Is it formal before they read it to you?
That's a great question, Sam.
I think, and I don't remember it's been a minute since I've been in a Kansas courtroom as a reporter, but I, or a Missouri one for that matter. I think that once you have been, they have a certain number of days to charge you, right? And then once you've been charged, there's a certain amount of time before you have to appear in court. Now, if he is, I would guess that there's some sort of a waiver if you are injured, you know, maybe you've been shot.
Incapacitated, yep.
Or, to Dana's word, you're incapacitated where it is not physically possible for you to appear in court.
They charge DNA.
Yeah, that's true. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The principal at Raytown South High School is facing extradition to Illinois.
What is going on?
To answer a criminal charge, according to an investigation by Channel 9, a complaint that was filed in Johnson County, Kansas on December 1st states that John Williams is a fugitive on a warrant from Monroe County, Illinois, near St. Louis, where he is charged with fraud, theft by deception.
Skip scanner?
It doesn't say. Williams, he's a $10,000 bond. Williams appeared before a judge on December 11th in Johnson County to hear about the potential extradition. Channel 9 writes that they are working to find out more details about the charge, as court records from Monroe County, Illinois, were not immediately available.
How much do you want to bet this is like a big box store like a Walmart? Uh-huh. And there was a
boom. We don't know.
We don't know. But the charge is fraud by deception. We have seen this in other cases involving the boop, boop, boop. But you miss a boop.
Accidents happen.
Boop.
Okay, both of you, cut it out. I'm not getting in trouble for either one of you.
My grievance this week is going to be with myself, because I did two things that I used to make fun of other people for doing.
It's only Tuesday.
Number one. I let her rip. Number one.
Yeah, you have been.
Can't control that. To tell everybody how far away from your house you got this morning before you needed to pull into a building with a toilet.
300 yards. I got 300 yards. That's true. Number one.
You barely made it.
Our listeners.
You threatened to run a red light.
I did.
If you didn't use bad words, I'd play the video you sent me.
That's why I use bad words. Our listeners told me, because it's getting cold, there's a little bit of scattered rain. I just saw Brian Busby talking about it on Channel 9. Our listeners told me to get a bird bath heating element so that the birds have water, hydration, if you will, during these winter months. And so I did. Yesterday, I went and bought a heating element for the bird bath.
Oh, my God.
And now the birds have water. It was only like $20.
Now, those are a must-have.
You do have to plug something in and then put it in water, which I thought seemed a little, like, scary. But it's in. I don't.
They'll find out soon enough.
Oh, they'll be warm.
And number two, I ran a couple of errands today, and I take Birdie with me. And I used to just...
No.
I used to just...
Wait, you didn't take her in with you, did you?
Oh, my God.
I used to, you know, sort of be critical...
Of people that couldn't be away from their dog for 20 minutes while they run to the grocery store?
Just once or twice. Like, in a coffee shop. And I never put her down. I'm just holding her. She's a tiny little thing.
You took her to a coffee shop?
Just to grab and go.
Where there's food?
No, this was just like a little coffee stop.
Can you tell me off air which one it was so I know which one to avoid?
Well, I went to one first and it said no dogs. And so I left and went to another one. And I'm not going to make it a habit, but you know, she's still young.
Bull.
She's a baby, Scott. Well, she's 16 weeks, whatever that is.
It's 4 months.
Yeah.
Math is hard.
That's it. That's my grievance. I'm now doing all the things. I used to say, what kind of person can't leave their dog home for 5 minutes? And then today I'm like, you want to go on a run?
Next thing we know, she's going to be defending the lady who let their dog poop through the shopping
cart. No, I am not. That was an independence, and I am not defending that.
In the meat section.
So did you?
I would never take her into a grocery store. That's like, weird.
You took her into a food establishment.
It was a coffee shop. Lots of coffee shops let you have your dogs.
There is no chance in hell that you went into a coffee shop that doesn't serve food. That's where they make their money.
Mm.
Come on. Name it.
Well, today I went to Starbucks and I went through the drive-thru. Because,
How many times did you stop for coffee?
It's one of the only things I can ingest right now. Scott, let me have it.
Water.
Except water. And I did get a Diet Sprite at Quick Trip today.
Okay, that's not water.
A Powerball ticket.
Wait, you waved that in front of my face earlier saying that you were drinking water.
I am drinking water, just not out of this particular cup.
Is that Sprite?
The doctor said clear liquids. It's clear.
God. You are intolerable.
Mm.
The two of us have been trying to get you regular, and you won't do a dang thing that we say. Speaking of which.
As I said, the engine will not just start randomly running again.
We're making progress. Go ahead.
Sam, I don't know where you got this story, but it says here, go ahead and get a good whiff of your own farts. Scientists say it could help guard against Alzheimer's. Researchers at Johns Hopkins Medicine have found that hydrogen sulfide, the rotten egg-smelling chemical compound expelled when one breaks wind, could protect aging brain cells from cognitive decline and Alzheimer's, which is diagnosed in roughly 500,000 people every year in the United States.
And we had a study a couple of weeks ago that ladies' farts have more sulfur in them. Let it go, ladies.
That is correct. Quoting here from the co-author of the study, Dr. Bindu Paul, can you imagine if that is what you get a government grant for?
What do you study? Good news is we have a government grant. Woo!
What are we going to do? Let's study farts. Quoting here from Dr. Bindu Paul, our new data firmly link aging, neurodegeneration, and cell signaling using hydrogen sulfide and other gaseous molecules within the cell. Scientists believe that hydrogen sulfide could even help reverse Alzheimer's.
Oh, come on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel like after smelling that, maybe you'd want to forget.
Yes, and Sam, later in the story, women's farts smell worse than men's, and there is science to back that up.
When we get back, I'm telling you, you don't even know what I'm about to tell you. There is a New York Times article that is going to make every single person listening angry. You know, usually it's 50-50, but then every once in a while, there's one topic that universally everyone is just going to be ticked off about, and it has something to do with healthcare. And when you hear it, you are going to be furious. I was furious. Everyone listening, it's not political. It's not. You're all going to be mad about it.
Okay. Starbucks apparently has pup cups. Okay, I need to get off this planet.
Already got one.
Oh, boy.
And I've got video if you want me to pull it up.
From Fox 4.
We don't need the video.
Whole Milk is returning to schools after a 15-year absence.
Thank God.
Due to the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act. I drink whole milk. I think it tastes better. Isn't it healthier?
Yes.
My daughter used to call that, can we get the creamy milk?
Which mandates
the real milk?
Yeah, real milk. Which mandates that all schools offer it at lunch. The law was passed by Congress yesterday, heading for the president's desk. The legislation comes after schools banned whole milk in 2010 under changes to the school lunch program initiated by Michelle Obama, aimed at making school meals healthier. The bill saw bipartisan support in Congress yesterday, reflecting a significant shift back to promoting whole milk for children.
Pediatricians will tell you, kids' growing brains need the fat. Our pediatrician, one of the best in the city, is now retired, used to always say, whole milk for the little ones. Mm-hmm. Always.
That's what we would serve the kids.
Adult brains need the fat, too. We don't just stop needing the fat.
By the way, do you remember that story we had a couple of weeks ago that said, for hydration, water is not the best thing that you can drink. It's milk. So if you are dehydrated, yeah, water's fine. I'm sure Gatorade's okay too. But if you are dehydrated, milk is the number one thing to go with.
Because water can just flood through your system where milk has to be digested.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
So I was so mad when I read this story, and I don't know why I'm surprised. But you know how many people die every year in the United States waiting for an organ transplant?
I know it's a lot.
My uncle is on the list. Badly needs a transplant, and he's in California where the wait times are even worse.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Listen to this headline. Hospitals in the United States are catering to, quote, transplant tourists as United States patients wait for organs. International patients.
Mm-mm.
Scott, international patients can bring a hospital as much as $2 million per transplant. In recent years, those patients are getting organs faster than those on the wait list right here in the United States. Hand to God, I told you this story is going to tick everybody off, and here we go. It's from the New York Times. Heart transplant patients in the U.S. typically spend months waiting for a donated organ. But Kayoko Hira was not a typical patient. Mrs. Hira, the wife of a hotel magnate in Japan, flew to the United States in September 2021, went to the University of Chicago Medical Center, within days got a new heart from an American teenager who had died. Soon after, the Times found, a charity run by her husband made a donation to a nonprofit group led by the heart surgeon's wife. It was the only time the charity has ever given money to an American institution, according to its website.
Oh, I wonder why they did that.
More than 100,000 people in the U.S. are in need of a transplant, and each year thousands die waiting. But despite the shortage of organs, some American hospitals are aggressively courting international transplant patients. They are advertising abroad, promoting short wait times and concierge services. An international transplant patient can bring in as much as $2 million, far more than a patient in the United States paying through private insurance or a public program like Medicare.
There's only, and I'm the last person who says the government has to take some action, but, and I'm okay with, you know, everybody in America who needs a heart has gotten their heart today, or who needs a kidney or a liver or whatever. But this might be an opportunity where Congress gets involved and says Americans who donate their organs for whatever reason, those organs go into other Americans.
You know, I'm a donor. I hope you all listening are donors. You can't take it with you.
Right.
If I somehow knew in death that all of my organs that I donated, you know, I want to save people right here. I would prefer to save people in the Midwest. I'm going to be completely honest. I don't want people skipping the line and coming in from other states. You know, you poo-poo the flyover country until you need, you know, a kidney, right? I want my organs right here. If you said to me in death, hey, FYI, you know, your corneas and your liver are over in Japan somewhere, I'd be furious. You know why? The other countries have banned it. Other countries have banned organ donation, procurement, tourism. United States has not. And listen to the percentages. Oh, my gosh. This is not a one-off. This is not.
Just, I believe it.
Oh,
I
my gosh.
Every word coming out of your
a
mouth.
A handful of hospitals are increasingly catering to overseas patients who make up an ever larger share of their organ recipients. 11% for hearts and lungs at the University of Chicago. 20% for lungs at Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx. 16% for lungs at University of California, San Diego Health. And 10% for Georgetown. Oh, wait. 8% for livers at Memorial Hermann Texas Med Center in Houston.
I believe Georgetown is a religious institution, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean,
you want to talk about unethical.
In many countries, this would be illegal. World leaders agreed in 2008 to fight so-called transplant tourism, and most nations do not provide organs to overseas patients. Yet the United States has long allowed it.
Yeah, because medical care, I mean, the medical industry in the United States is only a $1 trillion industry every year, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Money talk.
They don't make enough.
Also, calling it the medical industry is flawed, in my opinion, but we won't go there.
This is insane.
Jeez, Sam.
By the way, the United States policy has drawn criticism for everyone, especially in the past when organs went to Saudi royals or a Japanese crime boss.
So let me.
Can you imagine your mom dies in a car wreck? Does the altruistic thing, donates all of her organs, and some mafia dude in Japan gets her organ, and there's people dying here on the wait list?
13 to 17 people a day.
By the way, Georgetown University School of Medicine is a Jesuit institution.
Let me
make sure I understand this correctly. I am not legally allowed, not that I would necessarily either.
Right, to sell your body parts?
To sell my organs, correct? So I have two kidneys. I think they both function properly. You're telling me that it is illegal for me to sell one of my perfectly functioning kidneys. I can give it away.
Yeah, altruistically, you can give it away.
You know, if somebody close to me needed a kidney, I would give one of my kidneys away, but I can't sell it.
Well, but they didn't sell it.
But they are,
but
Sam.
But they are selling it.
They didn't sell it because they made a massive donation to their foundation.
The organs are supposed to go to the sickest people. The people at the top of the list are the sickest and the people that are also the most, where the organ is the most viable. So if you're 95 years old and you've been smoking your entire life,
probably not getting one.
You're probably the sickest. You're probably not getting one. They're supposed to go to the sickest people. You think the Japanese mob crime boss was the sickest person?
No, he was the richest person.
Statistics are also showing that the international patients are not waiting the way Americans are waiting.
You mean in fear for their lives and wondering who's going to provide for their families?
It is just beyond the pale.
You will get zero argument out of
that. By the way, some of the schools and med centers are saying it's humanitarian is why they're allowing people to jet in.
I thought you said monetary.
On private jets.
I heard monetary.
Get their transplant and then they jet back home.
You think this hasn't been going on the entire time?
Yeah,
I just don't think we knew about it, Sam.
You think they care?
No, they don't care.
That's flaw number one.
Now, part of the problem is not enough people tell a family member and sign up to donate. Please just go to the, is it DonateLifeKansas.org? Let me look it up. If everybody would just do what they're, you know, should do.
Well, there's another state. What's the Missouri one?
It's almost identical. Organ donation. I don't want to get it wrong. Hang on, because they're different. Why Kansas and Missouri don't merge those websites? It drives me crazy. It's DonateLifeKS.com in Kansas. DonateLifeKS.com. And it takes about 2 seconds to sign up. Missouri is DonateLifeMissouri, all spelled out, .org.
Okay. We donated everything we could for my dad.
If you found out that some billionaire hopped on a jet from Saudi Arabia,
I'd be pissed.
You know you would be.
Yeah. If my dad's heart was beating in some rich guy from Tokyo's chest, I'd probably have a problem with that.
I wonder if you can say, if when you sign up to donate, I don't want my organs going out of the country.
You don't have a choice. It's it just like when you donate your body to science, they have the full option to put you in a
Sam,
Hyundai Sonata and slam that car into a wall.
They do.
See what happens.
Sam, Scott had a great point.
Already been there.
Let me tell you what happens.
Doing it again?
He's nice. A real-life test crash dummy.
Well, wait. He's got enhancements to his face. That's not a fair trial.
You know, my soul probably wouldn't have left my body yet, and I'd be like, not again. Boom! By the way, I have heard, and I don't think this happens with great frequency, but I know some people who are in the medical industry where they, you know, they practice on cadavers.
Yeah, you have to.
That sometimes they make fun of you in death.
I think.
You mean all the time?
Levity, you know, sometimes during serious situations.
That's why I'm not donating my body to science.
Well, I don't want to be laying on some slab somewhere where, I mean, I did that in my KU biology class or anatomy where we all went in and all these bodies were laid out and I walked in and I went, nope, turn around. I go, I cannot do it. There were students.
Did you quit the class?
Who were pre-med. I just said, the smell, you know, the smell, that formaldehyde smell. Mm-hmm. There were students who were pre-med that just dove in. The professor said, go on in, touch anything you want. They literally went to a human's cavity body and were pulling out.
No.
Yes, Scott, I stood right there. And I'm like, medicine is not for me. I mean, it's for me to take, but not to be, you know, in.
You think the surgeon doesn't make fun of you when you're on the table?
Well, I'm sure they do. It's like when you go through the TSA thing and they're like, hands up. You know someone's like, well, look at that.
Jeez, buddy, try a salad every once in a while.
You know that that's what's happening.
Well, I'm just hoping it doesn't. And that's why I'm not going to donate my body to science. 913-586-779. What were you going to say?
I want to donate it with parameters. I don't want to be a crash test dummy. I don't want to be at the body farm down south.
What's the body farm?
That's where they store the cadavers.
They put them outside in the heat for crime scene education. Like, what happens when it's this? Have you not heard of the body farm?
No.
I'll look it up. It's a thing.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
By the way, I failed to mention this. I was just thinking about this a minute ago. Something's come up on Saturday morning, and Sam and I will be hosting. This is going to be a real treat. The Toby Tobin Show, hosted by Mark Tobin.
The Tobin Lawn and Garden Show.
Is that what it's called now?
Yes.
Okay. Sam and I, a longtime homeowner and liked to work out in the yard kind of guy, and a new homeowner who likes to work out in the yard.
Yeah.
These two morons are hosting the Tobin Lawn Show, Lawn and Garden Show, on Saturday morning.
6 to 10 a.m. We'll be with the normal cast of characters, all of the experts that come in on the show, and we'll be having fun.
I will be calling into the program.
Well, we will give you our expert advice.
Excuse me, long-time listener, first-time caller.
That's actually going to be true.
Could you tell me about my hydrangeas?
Well, back when I was doing news for that show, you were like, I'm too scared to call in. Just ask him for me. I'm like, what? Just call in.
So we will be here on Saturday morning with all of your lawn and garden answers.
Is there like a tagline for the show? I'm going to need to hear all of this. You're going to need to make up one. This is the Mark Tobin Show with Scott Parks and Sam Stevie.
It's the Tobin Lawn and Garden Show.
Neither of whom know anything about lawn or garden.
The tagline is 913-586-7798.
Am I right?
Get those phones a-ringing.
Please. Can you imagine if nobody calls on Saturday? We're toast.
And now, from Genesis chapter 1.
I will just keep calling in. Hi, now this is Donna from Lee's Summit, and now I have questions about my burning bush.
Whoa.
It died.
Whoa. You want to rephrase that?
No, it really did.
Donna's calling in about her burning bush?
Yes.
I don't want to see a doctor.
Scott Parks.
Hey, both of you, reel it in.
Kathy and Lauren, you're right. No, that was below the belt. Kathy and Lawrence. Hello, Kathy.
Yes, hello.
Hi, do you have a lawn and garden question for us?
No, I do. I do not. Oh. I have a statement about donating your bodies to science.
Yeah.
We did that with my mom 30 years ago. She wanted to do that. She did all the paperwork prior to that.
Okay.
And we found out that the doctors were able to study and her ligaments and arms and joints and... It was a real feel-good feeling. If these doctors don't have cadavers to work on, I would much rather use the cadavers than the live people to practice.
Well, so, I would hope you don't use live people to practice, but I get your point. I get your point.
Right. So it was a feel-good thing, and it can be done. And it's a good thing, and it's a very responsible, and it's very respectful. So
yep.
Okay.
I'm just saying. It's out there, and I hope more people do this.
Kathy, we hear you. I am going to donate what I can. I don't think anybody's going to want my liver, but I'll donate everything else. Well, that's probably true. Anyway.
They do call it a medical practice for a reason.
Does anybody have any lawn and garden questions?
Yes.
Hi, Donna.
Water more.
Now this is Tracy
Hi, Tracy.
Blue Springs. I would just like to know.
At what height should I mow my grass in the spring?
I like to put it to a 4 setting, personally.
I can't wait.
A 4 setting.
I cannot wait.
This is...
Are there guests?
Yes, we're going to have the normal cast of characters.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Thank
good.
God.
I was going to say, I thought it was just the two of you.
An actual lawn and garden expert.
Like, what are you going to talk about?
Expert. An appliance expert.
I am going to call in on our trees. I have two tree questions. I really do.
Burn them down. Next.
Give me a name.
Be Cecilia.
I'll be Cecilia in what city?
You're going to be from Lansing.
Okay. Cecilia from Lansing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see you on Saturday.
We got to run.
What's the number again?
You know it. We got to go. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. My name's Scott. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.